Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 271 for March 27th, and we're going to start off in 1794, when the United States government establishes a permanent navy and authorizes the building of 6 frigates. And then in 1836, during the Texas Revolution, on the orders of General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, the Mexican army massacres 342 Texan army POWs. And finally, in 1866, President of the United States of America, Andrew Johnson, vetoes the Civil Rights Act of 1866. His veto is overridden by Congress, and the bill passes into law on April 9th. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 27, 1794, the United States government establishes a permanent navy and authorizes the building of 6 ships. These ships were among the first to be built under the new federal government and were designed to be faster and more heavily armed than the standard ships of their day. The construction of these vessels was a bold statement of the young nation's intention to protect its maritime interests and maintain its sovereignty over American shipping. The ships played a crucial role in the early naval conflicts of the United States, including the Quasi-War with France and the Barbary Wars. The USS Constitution, nicknamed Old Ironsides, for its resilience in battle, became one of the most famous ships in American naval history, symbolizing the strength and durability of the young U.S. Navy. The establishment of the U.S. Navy and the construction of these 6 ships laid the foundation for the development of a powerful American naval force. Over the centuries, the U.S. Navy has grown into one of the largest and most technologically advanced navies in the world, playing a pivotal role in maintaining global maritime security. On March 27, 1836, during the Texas Revolution, a tragic event unfolded at Goliad, Texas, known as the Goliad Massacre. On the orders of General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, the President of Mexico, and the commander of the Mexican Army, 342 prisoners of war from the Texan Army were executed. This event occurred shortly after the fall of the Alamo and became a significant and somber moment in the struggle for Texan independence from Mexico. Despite the customary treatment of prisoners of war, General Santa Anna ordered the execution of the Texan captives. His directives was in line with his policy of treating the rebellion as illegal and not affording the protections typically granted to the enemy combatants in formal warfare. The executions were carried out at dawn. The Texan prisoners were divided into groups, marched out to Fort Defiance, the fort at Goliad where they were held, and shot by Mexican soldiers. Those who were not killed outright by the initial volley were hunted down and killed, with few managing to escape. On March 27, 1866, President Andrew Johnson vetoed the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which was a landmark piece of legislation in United States history, designed to protect the rights of African Americans in the aftermath of the Civil War. This act was the first major law in American history that aimed to reduce the racial discrimination and inequalities that had been entrenched by slavery and the Black Codes, which were laws passed by Southern states that severely restricted the freedoms of African Americans. President Andrew Johnson vetoed the bill, arguing that it would centralize too much power in the federal government at the expense of the states. Johnson's administration was marked by a lenient approach to Reconstruction and a desire to quickly restore the Southern states to the Union without significant protections for the newly freed slaves. Johnson's veto of the Civil Rights Act marked a significant moment of conflict between the president and the radical Republicans in Congress, who advocated for stronger measures to ensure the rights and protection of freed slaves. On April 9, 1866, Congress overrode Johnson's veto, a first in United States history, demonstrating the legislative branch's commitment to civil rights and setting a precedent for the expansion of federal authority in protecting those rights. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.